Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
It is our favourite day of the week. You know why?
Husey Tuesday.
Husey, welcome back to the show, my friend.
It is exciting to be here. I'm just hanging around for this secret sound at 8:30, guys. So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to go off.
I don't want to be mean, but I really hope it doesn't go off.
Well, I guess when you're told, as Jess was, thank you for your guess. Do you mind coming in tomorrow with Fifi, Fev and Byron? Ooh, wonder what's going
on. But Leon's that sort of dude where he might actually say, no, you're
wrong. I agree. Well, I mean, just test her. She's probably already spent the $50,000 and
come in and say, nah, wrong.
We were just kidding. We just thought we'd get you in. As it turns out, that's not the secret sound, but thanks for popping in.
She's just popped a new Audi on her Afterpay and
Oh, it's all good fun, isn't it? Now, Husey.
I still want to know what it is, by the way.
Well,
what is it?
That's the only thing we've got left in our arsenal, Husey.
I don't know what it is.
Everyone might have deduced whether or not Jess has won, but they're dying to know what her guess was. So we can keep them, stay tuned for that, find out what the guess is and whether
or not it's correct. Do you want me to tell you? I know what it is.
No, Husey.
Text me off air, mate. Put it on my Twitter, publicly. But
I'll Facebook Live it.
Actually, in fact, is hair your comedy show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival from March 28, tickets from comedyfestival.com.au. Husey, is it complete, Harry? Because you could add, I reckon there's some material in the secret sound going on.
I think there is. I mean, it's never complete. Is anything ever complete? Is anything ever perfect? You know, there's always room for improvement. I mean, you know, the show that you three do is the best show. There's no doubt about that. But is it perfect?
Fee and I need someone else to come in and make it perfect.
Oh, really?
A couple of creases. You cannot blame Byron for everything.
Well, you can.
He will try.
Can, Husey. Come on, mate.
God. Harry, though, I mean, get your tickets now, comedyfestival.com.au. It is Husey's brand new show. We're very excited. But also, I know, obviously, on Sunday nights now, Husey, we have a problem. And we'll get to this because a very special guest is on a future episode, Husey, and I might be looking at him right now.
Yeah, and it may have been recorded only last Friday, and there might have been a lot of stress involved around the Fevolution's big appearance on Husey. We have a problem, and I'll explain it next.
We will get to it. 101.9 The
Fox. Husey Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday. Husey, we were just talking about the secret sound. I thought you were going to reference
No, we'll get
that.
To that because there's so much more happening. Obviously, we've got Husey, we have a problem, which is 9 p.m. Sunday on 10 with a very special guest coming up in a future episode.
Yes, now Fev is appeared on a pre-recorded episode. Is that right, Husey?
Well, only on Friday. When we say 9 p.m. on Sunday, it could be 9:40. Just be careful with that. If you sit down and you tape your show, and you're ready to go at 9 and then, takeaway, the show before us goes till 9:40. So,
jeez,
blow
out by 40 minutes.
Get back 40 to the minutes. Jungle.
I was so keen to go on that show. Seriously, I saw a couch. Me and my family were watching that show on TV on Sunday night, ready for my show to come. And I saw a couch on a beach, and they said, "If you know where this beach is, go to it." And I thought that's St Kilda Beach, and I got on my bicycle and I rode down there.
And did you really?
I did, and no one had any idea I was going to do this. I didn't even know it was on. I was literally a punter, and I rode down there, and I walked through the set just to say g'day. So,
you ended up on their show.
I ended up on their show, and it was actually what they were doing was a real promotion for McDonald's, and I ended up picking up some chips and eating McDonald's, and I need money for McDonald's. That was a big part of that ad. So,
How good are McChickens? I love McDonald's too. I would have walked
through
the
set. Yeah, they were a bit cold, to be honest. I've been sitting there for a long time. I do love
McChickens. Husey, how did Fev go? Because he had a big day on Friday. I've heard about his long day at the airport.
It was really late, really late, guys. And I felt like
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Well, we filmed two shows. So, and I was about to start filming the first show. And then I get a phone call from Fev. I'm walking on set. Still at the airport, Husey. I'm like, Fev, you shouldn't be ringing me about this,
There's
probably
Because
the show is shot in Sydney, of course.
I text you first, and then you rang me back. I just did it for courtesy, because I'm like, you've got a show, and you've only got a studio for a certain amount of time. I just thought I'd do the right thing and give you a heads up.
Yeah, that was it.
Hughes in hair and makeup gets a quick call.
And I was, I'm a micromanager, and I was trying to, what did I say to you, Fev, about what you had to do to get to Sydney? What did I say?
He goes, just get your credit card out and do whatever you need, and I'll fix you up with cash when you get here. And then I get into the airport, I walk into the business lounge, and I'm sitting down, and Pete Hillier and Hamish McDonald are sitting in there.
Yeah.
And I said to Pete, we're having a beer, and he said, I'm going up to Hughesy, we have a problem. And I said, well, I'm going on that too. And he goes, yeah, I'm on the panel. I said, well, I'm a guest. And he was on an earlier flight. So I rang Hughesy and said, I'm still sitting here. My flight was due about an hour and a half ago, and I'm sitting here with Pete. And all Hughesy's going, bloody Pete's still there too. I don't know who you're screaming to. Get him on a plane. I'm like, And then he sends me a message saying, Fev, we've spoke to that because there was no flights till 5 o'clock.
Right.
You couldn't get on a plane. So yeah. He sent me a text message. He goes, mate, go up to the front desk and swap with Pete and get on the earlier flight because we need you before we need him.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at Pete's ticket. He was sitting in 7A. I was in 1A and I thought, there's no way I'm giving up my business class. So I never wrote back to Hughesy.
Sorry about that, Hughesy.
But Fev was in business class. Wow. Hell, he would have been just absolutely gutted with that.
Oh, so. I didn't tell him because he would have swapped. 101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Let's get into tradeoke.
Punch through it.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradeoke.
Our favourite time of the week on the show.
Yeah, tradies of Melbourne, give us a call. This is your chance to shine. You're not only shining, you're having fun. Come on. Imagine being on the radio, broadcast across Melbourne, everybody hearing you singing one of your favourite songs.
I want a good pick-me-up one, Boxy.
Yeah, we do.
I want something good to sing along to.
You can sing with your mates. You can sing. We've yet to have a tradie choir. Like, I'd love to hear a whole work site.
I like that, yeah.
That's our aim
with
at
all
some
their tools,
stage.
Tools
I love
down.
That. Tap dog style, even breaking out into dance.
Tap.
But 131060, call now tradies, and not only do you get to just enjoy yourself on the radio, you also win drumplings.
Yeah, that's a great prize. $250 worth of drumplings, cheeseburger, pepperoni pizza, dumplings, changing the Melbourne food scene. Check out Drumplings on Bourke Street. So many memorable performances from last week. Would you suggest that Arash the Fitter and Turner from Mernda was one of our not just weekly highlights but annual highlights, guys? I thought it was an outstanding performance. Of the slightly obscure song.
Twist in My Sobriety.
I can't even remember.
Twist in My Sobriety. This was an unusual choice, but he pushed through it.
Look, your love has drawn it from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
He was amazing.
Very good. Low bar set there. 13, 10, 60.
Arash was brilliant.
Yeah, well done.
Don't
call
say
us
that.
Right now. Give us a call. And the best performance wins that great voucher. $250.
Every time we mention Arash, Fev scratches his arm. Do you like what he's doing
no,
there?
No, good gear. 20 to 7.
Can't teach that at radio school, Byron.
On the Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
24 and sunny today. Tomorrow 30, but then we've got 35, 37, 36.
What's a cutoff? 30?
I think we've discussed that. It's 36.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Six.
I knew in AFL it was 35.
35.
Is that for real?
To train, because you're training.
Oh, what about to
running.
Play?
Oh, no.
No cutoff.
I don't think there is a cutoff, but they have like a longer period for half time and quarter time. But no one would ever go up to the coach and say, yeah, it's 36, bro. Time to go up
and train. Not a good look.
Oh,
that'd be the end of you.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't look like weak.
I'd
weak
say link. That's a codes breach.
It's time for tradeoke.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradeoke.
We did call for potentially a performance.
Dennis
of
Bagan
the...
standing there going, where's Fiona? Where's Phoebe? Jesus, that's a code breach. She's not coming
she's
in.
She's aware of the codes. We were hoping for a performance from A Star Is Born. I think we're going to get one towards the end of tradeoke, but Melbourne's most talented tradies are ready to perform, Phoebe.
Yes, they are. We have Luke from Langwarrin. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you going?
Good. You're a carpenter. Our first chippy for the day.
Chip away.
How's it? Are you on the side or on your way to work?
On my way to work.
Nice.
Good old Langwarrin.
And that, Luke, that
from.
Is exactly. Mm. That's so true. Now, Luke, what are you going to perform for us?
She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
They were in town last week. Very good show.
They snuck into town.
Yeah, they snuck in and snuck out.
I didn't even hear about that tour. I would have gone.
Well, I mean, it was promoted, and you don't go to concerts.
You would not have gone.
Luke.
I would have gone, but
okay,
I think someone took our tickets.
Let's see if we can give you some drumplines. Off you go, Luke.
Okay. Beauty queen of only 80, she had some trouble with herself.
Easy.
He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and wound up at your door. Had you so many times, but somehow I want more. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while. And she will be there. And she will be there.
Well done, Lukey!
Well done, well done.
Byron didn't appreciate it, but no, I was into it.
It was a bit of almost a Creed style.
You had Byron had a running commentary through.
Yeah, remember
when you sung over the top of it?
We're into it.
Well played, Luke.
I'm tipping when Maroon 5 are at the MCG singing. What, the crowd don't sing?
A very unique interpretation of Adam Levine.
Fabulous work, Luke. Paul!
Did he sing yesterday that Adam Levine?
Hello.
No, he didn't.
For Queen?
Sorry, Paul. No. Pev's just having a chat.
Hey,
no worries.
Paul, you are our first ever skylight fitter. So welcome to Tradeoke.
Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
Very good. Well.
You know, with the skylights, bro, I've got a little issue with these. You know how the skylight, and it comes through, the sun obviously goes through and it makes it really bright? You should have a little remote control that tints it so you can have a bit dark.
Well, there you go. Yeah, they've actually got blinds that... remote control blind.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's a breakthrough.
Well, they do.
That's a great idea.
Know, sometimes, because we've got them at our house,
yeah,
and the sun comes down, it's like, whoa, you just want to cover it?
Right.
A bit too overbearing, for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what I never thought about.
I might patent that to the boss, and we'll go halves in the profit.
100% Paulie!
There we go. That's great.
I'm going to pop a skylight in my hall, actually.
Okay, good
there you
stuff.
Go. Well, Paul, stay on the line. I'll sing first.
Paul, you're going to be singing... What are you going to be singing for us?
April Sun in Cuba. I've actually had the chance to sing with them at the Reef Casino in Cairns once before.
Well, that's a huge name drop. You sung with Dragon.
Yes, I did. I got a photo to prove it.
Whoa! Hey,
how good's that casino in Cairns?
Actually, Fev sung this in Bali. You got up on stage and you sung this. Yeah, with Shannon Knoll.
I was hammered. I can't remember. Hey, Paul, what's that place, Down Under Bar in Cairns, where if you stand on the table, your head hits the roof? What's that joke?
No, the wool shed,
the
mate.
The wool shed. Mate, if you get kicked out of the wool shed, you're not well. You could do anything in there in Cairns. Oh, wow. We were there on a footy trip.
Now, Paul, I'm looking forward to this. This is an underrated song.
That's a great song.
Isn't that great? I'm going to play this as a banger tomorrow.
Okay, good luck.
Well, I think I'm doing bangers.
Good luck, Paul. Off you go.
Okay, cheers. I'm tired of the city life. Well, summer's on the run. And people tell me I should stay. But I gotta get my fun. So don't try and hold me back. Ain't nothing you can say. Well, snake eyes on the paradise. And we got to go today.
Hey.
Well, take me to the April sun in Cuba. Oh, whoa. Well, take me where the April sun gonna treat me so right, so right.
Oh, yes.
Big shout out to the Veronica twins.
Hey. There he goes. Shout out to the Veronica twins. All right, well, they'll certainly be listening. That was weird.
Nice, Paul. Okay, now finally we've got James in Ryan. Now, James, you're a waterproofer and you are also singing a song that is on the tip of everyone's tongues because it was sung yesterday by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper at the Oscars.
Morning, how are we all?
Good morning, James.
Oh.
Can we hear the song, Byron?
Tough act to follow.
In the shallow, in the shallow,
la la low,
in the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
JD, whereabouts in Rye are you, bro?
Just down here, right behind Safeway, sir.
Oh, beautiful. Great part of the world.
Beautiful.
You've been going to the coast still much, mate? Or?
Yeah, we head down there, mate. We head down there. But I'm playing footy down at Hastings this year, which is not too far. I might go to trainer tomorrow, actually.
Oh, that'd be a first.
There we go.
Wow. No,
seriously.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm feeling good. Body's feeling good. And we're only about a month away from the start of the year. So.
Okay, now, Jace, yes. Are you doing this solo?
yeah, doing it solo.
Okay, look forward to this.
Do you want Boxy to come in as Gaga? Or?
Oh, that'd be cute.
Okay, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
That'll be
wow.
cute.
Okay, so you are Bradley Cooper, James, and Fifi is Lady
Gaga.
I'll
find my way if I can.
Do you know,
pleasure, Fifi.
No, okay, we'll just do it yourself.
Take it away, Bradley, yeah. a.k.a. James.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're from the shallow now. In the shallow, shallow. In the shallow.
FIFA's ruined your performance. That's a shame because it was going so well. Gaga ruined it.
Thanks, oh. FIFA.
I'm so sorry.
There goes your chance at the dumplings. You're out.
That was James. Oh, you were amazing, and you, Fev, James should not be penalised because of me. I was terrible.
Hey, Jimmy, I could have come in and sang with you. I reckon it would have been all right.
I'm so sorry.
Self-appointed judge Brendan Favola. Yeah. You heard the performances. We had Maroon 5 from Luke. We had Dragon from Paul, and we had a unique performance there of Gaga from James.
I'm gonna put in a good word for James. Yeah, because
do you know what?
Really,
do you know what? Paul and James, you both win.
What?
Ah, legend.
There we go.
Well, you're going to split $125 each.
No, we'll just get another one.
What about Luke? He wasn't give it to
Luke
as well.
Luke was horrific. Poor Luke, but he's all right. Luke was a chippy. Yes, bro.
What about something better? How about me and you go down the coast and we have a few drinks and dinner instead, mate? How's that sound?
All right, that's a deal. Paul wins a double.
There we go. Well, that worked out beautifully.
And we'll have beers and a Palmer at the right pub.
All right, so you've won perfect. Beers we'll and a Palmer at the right pub with Bev.
Get on the dogs, get on the horses.
Does that mean Paul's won some drumplings? I can't keep up
Paul
with you,
wins.
Bev. Paul, you've won as well.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'll take James out for dinner.
What about Luke? Luke at Lake Warren.
Give us
Luke can come too. Everyone's coming.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Guys, last night I had my first... Oh, God, what's happened here? I've just broken my headphones.
You
sorry,
okay?
Guys. Yeah, I can't hear anything. But anyway, I'll push along.
Good on you.
You can hear me.
Hey, hang on. Yeah. What's happened here? Oh, Byron, my microphone wasn't on.
Oh, my God, I can't hear myself.
He didn't turn our microphone.
Well, his was on. That doesn't...
You didn't turn mine on.
Okay. Thanks for highlighting that as well.
No, I think I actually have broken my headphones.
Okay.
Anyway.
At some point, we'll do some radio.
So last night, I had little Tobes because Alex had to go to a seminar in the city. And it was probably the first time, I think I had to look after Tobes by myself at night. So I was a bit nervous because Alex is amazing and does, you know, she's just, the baby's just.
Super mum.
Super mum. They cling to their mum and they know when they're around.
Aww.
And just before Tobes went, she was like having a little bit of a nap and she kept like waking up to look at Alex because Alex had her makeup, probably the first time she's worn makeup in about 3 months. And she's like looking at her going, well, what's happening here? Because they're switched on bumps.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd take the kids out for dinner and we just went to the Half Moon, which is just around the corner. And we walked there. It was hot. We walked. There was myself, Lenny, Lulu, Mia and Daniel. And anyway, so I've got, before I left, I've got the nappy bag and I've packed the nappies. I've packed the wipes. I changed her nappy before we went so I didn't have to do it when I was there because I'd only be there for like an hour or so or an hour and a half. I put a bottle in and I heated it up really hot so it can cool down because she wasn't due for about 40 minutes. So I'm like, I've got everything done. I put the formula in one of those little capsule things. Three scoops, bang. I thought,
great prep.
We get there. Toby never cries, ever. So we're sitting there and we're playing along and I took a seat out and I put the pram in and everyone's ordered their food and their drinks and everyone's on technology and I was playing with the baby. Oh, it was amazing. Like they're all heads in phones. Anyway, about 10 minutes in, she starts to whinge. So I picked her up out of her pram because she knows I'd always pick her up.
Yeah.
Sat her on my knee and I thought she's done a poo. I thought, oh no, she's done a poo because she whinges when she's done a poo. So I went and changed her poo. I just found like a little room out the back and I just changed her poo. And I'm like, where do I put the nappy? Put in one of those little sanitized things.
Yeah.
Do you do that? I don't know.
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But anyway, somehow I'll get a little rude awakening. And then I get back and then she's not due for about 40 minutes for her bottle because it's close to 7 o'clock. She's due at 7:30. And I'm like, she's bawling her eyes out, like, whack, like screaming. And I'm like, I was that guy with the kid where everyone is sitting around having their beautiful dinner and their wine. And you wouldn't appreciate that, Brian, if you went out for dinner. And I'm like, and everyone's looking at me. And I'm like, oh, God, grab the bottle. And it was too hot, so I had to cool it down. I'm blowing on it, put it in, bang, shove the bottle in Tobes' mouth. She sucks on it. Sucks it dry. But as soon as I put the bottle in, I ordered a steak because I needed a steak. Haven't been eating meat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you are back on meat now.
Yeah, I'm back just once a week or once every 2 weeks. And I put it gets served the same time I feed Toby. So it's sitting there. I could smell it, the hot chips and the pepper sauce and the steaks.
Just the right temperature.
Oh, my God. It was a pretty expensive steak because I went all out because I thought Daniel was going to pay. That didn't happen. And anyway, they all get their food. She drank her bottle for like half an hour.
And like so you, for half an hour, your steak's
sitting there.
It would have kept cooking on your plate.
And then I go Toby and I burp her, I rub her back, and she does the big, and then I'm like, yes, put her in. She falls asleep. Steak's cold, chips are cold, pepper's bloody cold, flattening. And then I looked at Daniel because they ordered a fair bit of food.
Yeah.
You getting this one, bro? No, bros. I was like,
oh. 1019 The Fox.
Sometimes as a community, a society, we're allowed to get outraged. And the nanny state does creep up more and more. And here's a perfect example. How's this, Fev? I think you'll find this interesting. A guy on the weekend, he's parked at a servo. He's wanted to run in to get a pie. Now, he's left
his car. What sort of pie? 420.
Specifics of that weren't in the article.
Shouldn't affect the outcome.
But anyway, he's gone in to get a pie. He's left his car unlocked and his windows down.
Mm-hmm.
When he's gone back to his car, an officer was there and has fined him.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you can get a fine for leaving your car unlocked and your windows down. Is that the nichest fine you've ever? I've never even heard of that fine.
I always leave my car unlocked when I run into like 7-Eleven to get a dollar coffee.
Surely that's your prerogative. You have decided I am going to risk my car getting broken into.
Yeah.
But this officer has said that's a fine. He's got a $112 fine for leaving the windows of the car down and the door unlocked.
That's not good enough.
See, people are arguing this is revenue raising, and clearly that is.
Do you know what I found most astonishing about that article?
Yeah.
Well, who has their window down?
It's a hot day.
Is that a niche thing? Aircon.
No, I sometimes just want a bit of fresh air. I often, even on a hot day,
I ever drive my window
with
down.
The aircon. Occasionally, I just get the wind. I want a bit of fresh air.
Yeah. Okay.
Really? Maybe his aircon was broken.
Maybe.
Maybe he's having a really rough day, and the officer made that even worse. Mm. But that is that. Look, that's a niche fine because there are these niche fines that we don't know about. And I know you've been done for jaywalking, haven't you?
Yeah, I got locked up.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ended up in prison.
I mean. Jaywalking is one of those ones where I think most people do it. I'm not advocating it, obviously.
No,
but you don't expect to be given the fine. Skip. And occasionally you can get a fine. But also you can get unreasonable fines. And this is what we want to hear from you,
Melbourne.
I'll
tell you what, I got fined heaps of times. But I'm talking about footy.
These are unreasonable ones, though.
Yeah, this is unreasonable. I ran off the ground against West Coast in the first quarter. I got dragged. And a Carlton supporter yelled out some pretty harsh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck my finger up.
Retaliated.
I got fined $5,000.
Well, that's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Well, there you go.
It was my own supporter.
$5,000. Jump on the phones with that. That is outrageous.
$13,060.
Outrageous fines. These are the sort of fines you get. You've pulled over outside a hospital. You've run in because your partner's giving birth.
Yeah.
And they've popped you with a fine.
Okay.
Or you were trying to save someone's life and you've been given a fine.
Unreasonable
Brownlow
fines.
Night got fined $20,000.
Unreasonable fines.
Unreasonable fines.
Do we want AFL players just flipping the bird at everyone? I don't know.
What? $5,000.
Okay, no, that's rough. I think you would. Yeah, 13, absolutely. I'll 10. Accept you on the phones if you call.
Go ahead and give us a call.
1019 The Fox.
He's very sweet, my friend Brendan Favola. I just wanted to say that. He's a lovely man.
Put that on record.
No, just he did something nice for me yesterday.
That's nice. That's good on him.
I went to go and get one of my scans and he messaged me and said, how'd your scan go? And that was just a very thoughtful thing to do.
I just thought it'd be nice because obviously when we went in to go get a scan with Alex, like I was always there and partners would be there. And obviously because you're doing it by yourself, I thought I'd just see how it went.
That's very thoughtful.
Did you, Byron?
I forgot that she was having one.
She said it in the morning.
Yeah, no, I've got a bit on.
Callan, now we're talking about niche, I guess, outrageous fines.
Maybe you could fine me for not sending you a message to check how your scan went.
Unreasonable fine. That's unreasonable.
It'd be like trying to get blood out of a stone.
Unreasonable fines because a guy, this is unbelievable, left his car unlocked, windows down, went into a servo to grab a quick 4 and 20 pie, came back out. $112 fine.
Nah.
Apparently can't leave your windows down in your car.
Not anymore.
I reckon I copped $189 fine for parking in a no standing zone.
Yeah, well, that's quite reasonable.
Laws.
Well, don't have them.
I agree.
Just park anywhere.
Callum.
Well, on the side of the road.
In Pakenham. Hey, Callum.
How are you guys?
Good, Callum. Good. Well, fire up about your unreasonable fine.
I got the exact same fine.
Get out. Is that what's actually a thing?
Yeah, I went in to get a drink and came out and I thought I was going to get defected because I was on my P-brake.
Oh, wow.
And turns out that there was four of them standing around my car and my keys were, the only bad thing was my keys were in my ignition.
Oh,
but they weren't turned on. It wasn't turned on. The window was half down and he's like, but he didn't give me a fine on the spot and I never ended up getting the fine.
But Callum, did they explain to you why that's against the law to leave your car unlocked?
He said, it's something because it's like it's kind of unwanted trouble that you're causing.
Right, okay.
To yourself? Unwanted trouble to yourself?
Losing your car is punishment enough, surely.
I mean, cheaper.
Sometimes
that's
when
amazing.
I go, like I need some bread or something, I'll park on the side of the road and leave the car. It's just there, but because it's hot.
Yeah.
I want the egg. I don't want to get back in the car and it be hot. So wow. I can't, because I get motion, I need it to be cool.
I mean, that's really dangerous because someone could steal your car.
But I'm right there.
Okay.
Who's going to, mate, I'd be...
Oh, I know, I wouldn't want to steal your car. Thank you for that, Cal. Kelly in Digger's Rest. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly, what was an outrageous, unreasonable fine that you received?
Well, I was crossing a road and they classed it as jaywalking, but I actually got hit by a car. Oh. So I was lying on the road. And then they put me in the ambulance, and then the police came on the came into the ambulance and were telling me, oh, you're at fault, you know, it's all your fault. So they find me and they find the guy for hitting me as well.
Wow.
Hey, you in an
Kelly,
ambulance.
Just to be a real downer, did you have ambulance cover?
Yes, I had private health insurance, so yes.
That's
a relief. TAC ended up paying the fine because they thought it was ridiculous. So.
Oh, that's good. Well done, TAC.
I've never heard of somebody lying in an ambulance and then getting a fine. That's, I mean, see, I'd argue your punishment has happened.
You've been hit by a car.
It's like your car's been robbed. That's your punishment.
That's your punishment. What's the extra bit?
I don't think it's the extra fine.
I don't think I've ever been in an ambulance.
Dalia from Beau Morris?
Dalia, yes.
Dalia, lovely
Dalia,
name, Dalia.
That's a beautiful name.
I'll add that to the list.
Or Miss M, the art teacher from Fev's old school.
Oh, Miss M!
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How was Fev in art? Would he have been quite artistic or
creative?
His girl's school.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, Dalia, what outrageous, ridiculous fine have you received?
Lord, wait till you hear this. So we were heading to Adelaide. My husband's from Adelaide. So we're heading over there on the 23rd of December for Christmas. I fell asleep in the car because I was exhausted. We woke up and were in a quarantine, you know, the fruit quarantine area South Australia.
Yeah.
I woke up to this...
Is that nil? Is it near nil?
Sorry? Yeah, near nil. Yeah. So I woke up to this big burly guy going, excuse me, do you have any fruit or vegetables on board? And I was half asleep and my family know, and I said, I've got a banana. And they said, please exit the vehicle, madam.
Come on.
I said, excuse me. And so we went over to a table and I was sort of joking, going, you're not a nice badger. And they're going, and he was so serious. He said, this is being recorded by this camera. Oh, this will go to the High Commissioner. And I'm going, are you for real? Anyway, half an hour, the forms, my photo was taken, the photo of the banana. Anyway, I look across and there's this woman with a whole spread of fruit. And I thought, Lord, she's in trouble. Anyway, they said, we'll get in contact. Anyway, I got the fine last week, $375
wow.
for one banana.
Why don't you just eat it?
I said to them, I was joking to my guy going, I'm actually quite hungry. Can I eat it now, please?
And he said,
oh, no, it's evident.
Talia, you sort of expect that in Denpasar, not Adelaide.
What's going on there?
That was your out.
Okay, great.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
In the shadow.
We recreated that in here.
We're far from the
shallow now.
Look out for that on our socials. So that was beautiful in here. Fief was being Lady Gaga and Fev was being Bradley Cooper.
We nailed that.
Yeah,
no, I think we nailed it.
Quite emotional. Shallow there from the 2019 Oscars yesterday. What a performance. The whole world talking about that performance, Fief. This is Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Well, they are. And I don't often say this, and I don't get caught up in this stuff, but I have to say yesterday I was so taken with this. I kept watching it and I so badly want Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to get together. Like,
oh,
it was
just intense.
No, but that yeah, was beautiful, and that chemistry, and his poor partner, Irina, who is, let's not, you know, feel too sorry for Irina. She's one of the world's top supermodels.
Yeah, sure.
Like, she's doing okay. But she had to sit there in the front row and watch this moment of chemistry.
They don't take their eyes off each other.
It's
intense.
It's too intense.
It's good.
If I was his partner, because she's just recently broken up with her fiance.
It's like Patrick Swayze and Baby.
It's the same.
Very similar.
It's similar. And you want them to have been a couple. That moment with Gaga and Bradley at the piano, it was just, it's like, that is a beautiful love story. It's a shame about the girlfriend. and sometimes you can see that. Well, it is like, if like, come on.
Oh, just go away, supermodel. Let them be together.
You have to do another movie together. Because people are really buying into their chemistry and connection. And sometimes you can have, your partner can be very flirt. Like, if I was Irina and I went home back to the hotel, probably the Four Seasons with Bradley, I'd have been getting ready for bed and gone, hey, hun, do you think you could just be less flirtatious with Lady Gaga?
Or they might have their own song.
Well, they probably do. Like, I don't really think Irina's probably just not wanting it to be that. I know you're actors, but you know that bit that you did on the stage at the Oscars? That wasn't acting.
Too much.
Yeah. Like
you're not on a film set.
Yeah, that's not a film.
So that was a bit too much for me.
Everyone in the whole audience was like standing and applauding and adoring. She's sitting there going, girl, finish the song.
Oh, exactly.
Hurry up and finish. Do not sit next to her. Do not sit. Oh, you.
Well, she gave Gaga a big hug after it, which was
that's
lovely.
Nice. That's lovely.
But still, I think they've got some chemistry.
But still.
Now, 131060, can you relate to this? Do you have a partner that is maybe flirtatious with a female friend or maybe has really strong chemistry with a female friend or somebody maybe they even work with?
Ooh.
It's just that sort of like, is there somebody that's making your relationship a little bit uncomfortable maybe?
Okay.
And, you know, run it by us. We'll tell you maybe whether you're being unreasonable or maybe you should be worried. Because if I was Irina's girlfriend, one of her friends, I'd be saying, has Bradley considered another career?
131060. We'll see if we get any calls through. We can change your names. We can use the voiceless guys.
See, I really want them to get together. I know that's wrong.
Yeah, I quite like them. Alex and I sat there and we're like, there's something.
There's something there.
They just got it. It's like
1310.
It's like when you get electric shock. It's
131060 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
We're still loving the performance by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper yesterday at the Oscars.
I tell you what, Boxy, I watched the whole thing. Had a lot of Grammys about it, didn't it?
A lot of music. That's what else are you going to do?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
You want to be entertained.
Very prominent. They sung at the Queen sung at the start. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The return of
with
the
Adam
musical.
Levine.
Adam Lambert. Yep.
Adam Lambert.
They were brilliant.
Yeah. No, wonderful. Anyway, we were just talking about the fact that I think the whole world has really fallen for the chemistry between Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And it's electrifying and it makes you just think that's a beautiful end to a movie, those two being together.
Bradley Cooper's come a long way since Hangover.
He has, although he's pretty good in that.
Yeah, I know, it's come a long way.
But I just don't know that his partner, Irina Shayk, would love this and love watching. She was front row watching some of the best chemistry I've seen on television. Now, we did ask the question, are you in a situation like this where maybe your partner has too much chemistry with a platonic friend? We've got Kelly from Northcote. Hey, Kel.
Hey, how are you going, Fifi?
Yeah, good. Can you relate to this? Are you the Irina or the Gaga?
The Gaga.
So what's the situation?
Well, I've got a really good friend and we get along really well. We've got good banter and anyone that sees us always thinks that we're together. Even though we don't really touch or anything like that, they still speculate it. And that's where I wanted to call in because I feel for her and I'm with you guys. I want them to be together. But at the same time, I'm like, music can bring that out in people, and Gaga is that type of performer. So Kelly, she really gets into it.
Let's forget Gaga.
Yeah, don't worry about Gaga.
Let's forget Gaga for a second. Kelly, do you want to be with your Bradley Cooper?
No, I don't.
You sure?
So, are you sure?
I am 100%.
So all your everyone around you two goes, you two would be perfect together if he didn't have a girlfriend, but you're actually not interested.
No.
Well, what's all the good banter about then? You have this amazing banter.
What is it about? Anything and everything.
No, do you know what, Kel? You're right. The more I think about this,
you don't have to be sexual.
No, but do you know what, Fev?
You can have friends.
I think I can flirt harder with someone I'm not attracted to because there's no truth
so much.
To it.
Why don't you flirt with Byron? Does that mean you're attracted to him?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Melbourne, we are trying to make your dreams happen, your childhood dreams happen. We've even got an opener for this, Byron.
Is this Evan Byron gonna make your dreams come true? You do the things you weren't allowed to do.
Oh, yeah, so celebrate the release of the inspiring film Fighting With My Family. We want to make those childhood dreams happen, Faith.
And register at fox.com.au and we'll try to make your childhood dreams come true. Yesterday, Fev gave me an Alf doll because I'd always wanted an Alf doll when I was about 8 or 9.
Yes.
And you gave me a used one,
and you
mind you.
It.
Well, because
where am I going to get a new one from?
I thought you'd get one in a box that was new. Oh, Trixie loved it, by the way.
Did
Alf's a big, got a big role in our family at the moment. But do you remember the other day, Fev, Byron, he had a childhood dream. Can we just relive what your dream was, Byron?
I wanted to ride motocross, but my dad came off in a very serious accident. And so my mum said, back then I was Greg, you will never ride a bike. I just can't have you riding a bike.
So you never got to ride a motorbike.
So I was prevented. Who knows where my career would have taken me as a motocross star.
With a name like Greg, you wouldn't have been riding
Greg
anyway.
Cook. Well, Gregory.
Byron's the middle of preferred.
What have you
this
done?
This is your moment, Fev. I think you'll approve of this. We have arranged for Byron to have his very first ride of a motorbike. Byron, Gregory Cook, step away from the panel.
Step away from the panel.
We've got Aaron Rich coming into panel. My friend, there is a motorbike waiting outside.
Well, hang on a minute. The show will fall apart if Aaron's driving.
No, mate, it'll be smooth. Richie!
Oh, I guess I'm out.
My favourite.
Byron,
button monkey.
The control freak in me doesn't want to leave this position.
We're going to come back in a few minutes, and Byron will be out the front of Clarendon Street, South Melbourne. Give him a shout out, a wave.
I have a license if you want me on the road.
No one
knows who he is. Just toot when you drive past Clarendon Street.
Off he goes. He's heading off, guys.
See you, Greg.
And a big thank you to Stan. I think Stan's down there from Melbourne dusting sidecars. For more info, head to sidecars.com.au. He's going down the fire escape. After this, we're going to find out how Byron feels about his first ride on a motorbike. How are you, Aaron?
Oh, mate, great to see you.
The dream team's back together.
Oh, I love it.
It's so good to have you back. Don't tell him we said that. Jeez, it's good. It's good
so
to have
good
you.
So good to be with you guys.
Yeah, I know.
It's really good. We gave away the secret sound. You see that? Went off on Keegs' show, which was interesting.
I was way off.
Yeah,
way
so off. Was I. We had about 1,000
yes
guests.
Hey, let's have this catch up during the song of the ad break.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
This is Evan Byron gonna make your dreams come true.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
They'll let you do the things you weren't allowed to do.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
That's right, we're making your dreams happen, aren't we, Aaron?
Absolutely. My dreams are being made right now.
I know.
Oh, be back with you guys.
Yeah. Hey, we can make that permanent, no worries.
This is all to celebrate the inspiring new film, Fighting With My Family. A young girl wants to be a UFC star, and why not? Now, a young Gregory Byron Cook, when he was growing up in Cessnock in northern New South Wales on the Central Coast.
Good old Cessnock, eh?
He really wanted to be a motorcycle rider, but his mum wouldn't let him because his dad had an accident. And fair enough. And I stand by Mrs. Cook and her decision to not let him ride a motorcycle.
His dad used to take him down to Cessnock Greyhounds. Used to chase the greyhounds used to chase the bunny around. They're good old days. Little Gregory.
We've got a little treat for little Gregory. Are you there, Byron Gregory Cook?
Yeah. A couple of things. Never lived in Cessnock. And the show at the moment sounds absolutely rudderless.
Okay. Well, that's hurtful to Aaron Rich.
Poor, what now, are you saying? Aaron doesn't not good at his job.
Byron, Aaron's a perfectly good fill-in, but lacking something.
Now, don't bite the hand that feeds you, though, Byron, because we're going to make your childhood dream come true. You never got to ride on a motorcycle, my friend. Yeah. So. Well, start walking.
Unless there's a dirt track here, I don't have a license to ride on the road. Well, so you guys haven't really got a
Byron, why are you such a nerd?
Don't worry about the T's and C's.
We don't want to break the law on air.
All right, don't worry.
Start walking down a fast there.
Yeah, well, start walking, Byron. We're walking you down.
Hope
to
you get locked in there.
Clarendon Street, South Melbourne.
Going down that forest
it is quite
gap.
Hard to get out of.
Yeah.
Where are you? Tell us when you get to the door, Byron,
tell
when you're about to exit.
Tell us when you're out front of El Porto. Get me a chicken.
All right. I would have gone with Nando's. They're an actual sponsor. But
yeah, but
okay.
Nando's doesn't open till 11.
Now, okay, here we go. So it's quite a long staircase. You probably haven't timed this out very well, guys. It's a lot of flight, just almost at the ground floor. Now, okay, I'll tell you what I see when I open this fire escape, which takes us back out onto the street. I can see a biking.
That's Stan. Say hi to Stan.
That's Stan.
Oh, that's Stan. Hi, mate. How are you? Yeah, I'm really, really well. Okay, very funny. I'm not sitting in a sidecar.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
Stan's going to ride the bike and you are in the little sidecar, my friend.
6'5" tall. Look, this is not, how am I, okay.
Head to our socials to check out Byron and his sidecar.
Byron, we're just going to really let you know where you're at on this show.
What? I'm in the sidecar.
Yeah, you're just a sidekick, bro.
Now, are you getting in, Byron? Are we going to hear the?
I don't know if it was designed for. Oh my God! Do I have to wear? I look like an aviator from the 30s.
Yes, you do.
This is a costume. All right, hang on. Now I'm going to have to go off the phone for a minute. You guys. Because I've got to put my helmet on.
That's not good radio.
Can I just stop to say a big thank you to Stan from Melbourne Dust and Sidecars?
Yeah, stand on for a second, Stan. You've got Fifi, Feb, and Aaron there. Hang on, just one second. Yeah, Stan, here you go, mate.
Hey, Stan.
How are you?
Good, Stan. Have you ever had a big unit like Byron in your sidecar before?
Not as tall as him. I didn't expect him that tall.
Hey, Stan, were you rapt when Eminem made a song about you?
Sorry, I missed that.
Don't worry. It was a crap gag.
Anyway. Now, Stan, Byron, is there anything Byron should know for his first ride in a sidecar? Is it dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous as long as I don't go too fast. Everything's going to be fine.
So he's just sitting there like the little kid on, it's like a dink. You're giving him a dink on a bike.
I'll give you back the blinds.
Now, hang on, Stan, one more thing. Stan, you there?
Now I've got the phone inside
Bloody
of my helmet.
Stan, right. He's been disappointed.
Okay, now, Byron, you're in the sidecar. Can we hear Stan rev that motor and take off?
Stan, rev it up, mate. We're ready to go. I am in a sidecar. I'm on the corner of Clarendon and Dorcas in South Melbourne. There's nothing to see here, okay, guys? There's absolutely nothing to see here. Stan, let's go. Let's rev it up, mate.
Hope Stan presses a button so the actual sidecar straight down Clarendon.
There's no real urgency scenario here for Stan, although safety first. Obviously, had to make sure everything, all the gear. I mean, I probably would have pre-recorded this, guys, and played an edit out later.
Trying to give you your childhood dream.
We are ready to go. Fire it up, Stan! I'm in a sidecar! Hi everyone! Okay, I've got to film it now as well. This can't be right. I'm holding Leon's phone, so if I drop it out of the sidecar...
They're like, there's Papa Smurf and Gargamel.
Oh, wow.
All the socials!
Can you not do the Papa Smurf Gargamel jokes while I'm in a sidecar?
See you, Byron!
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.